Chapter 8. You look ill, Mrs. Jiniwin. I know you have been exciting yourself too much talking perhaps, for it is your weakness. Go to bed. Do go to bed. Apostrophe, I shall go when I please, Quilp, and not before. Apostrophe, but please to do now. Do please to go now, apostrophe, said the dwarf. The old woman looked angrily at him, but retreated as he advanced, and falling back before him, suffered him to shut the door upon her, and bolt her out among the guests, who were by this time crowding downstairs. Being left alone with his wife, who sat trembling in a corner with her eyes fixed upon the ground, the little man planted himself before her, and folding his arms looked steadily at her for a long time without speaking. Mrs. Quilp, apostrophe, he said at last. Yes, Quilp, apostrophe, she replied meekly. Instead of pursing the theme he had in his mind, Quilp folded his arms again, and looked at her more sternly than before, while she averted her eyes, and kept them on the ground. Mrs. Quilp, apostrophe, yes, Quilp, apostrophe, if ever you listen to these beldams again, I'll bite you. Apostrophe, with this laconic threat, which he accompanied with a snarl that gave him the appearance of being particularly in earnest, Mr. Quilp bade her clear the teaboard away and bring the rum. The spirit being set before him in a huge case bottle, which had originally come out of some ship's locker, he settled himself in an armchair with his large head and face squeezed up against the back, and his little legs planted on the table. Now, Mrs. Quilp, apostrophe, he said, I feel in a smoking humor, and shall probably blaze away all night. But sit where you are, if you please, in case I want you. Apostrophe, his wife returned no other reply than the necessary yes. Quilp, apostrophe, and the small lord of the creation, took his first cigar, and mixed his first glass of grog. The sun went down and the stars peeped out, the tower turned from its own proper colors to gray, and from gray to black, the room became perfectly dark and the end of the cigar a deep fiery red, but still Mr. Quilp went on smoking and drinking in the same position, and staring listlessly out of window with a dog-like smile always on his face, save when Mrs. Quilp made some involuntary movement of restlessness or fatigue. And then it expanded into a grin of delight. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.